Monument of Moledier, Besson. The Moledier Memorial is erected in homage to the resistance fighters of the Maquis, Daniel Casanova, who gathered at the Moledier farm on June 6, 1944. The 14th stop on the resistance route in the heart of the Bocage, this monument at the Rond-Point de Moledier also marks the progress made in the knowledge of the history of this Maquis and the resistance fighters who fought against it. The story of André Fanin bears witness to this. Unlike his brother, at the very beginning of the war, André Fanin succeeded in escaping from Germany and returned to his family home in Trebon. His brother, less fortunate, had failed in both his escape attempts. In the spring of 1944, André Fanin joined the resistance of the Daniel Casanova Maquis under the pseudonym of Lapin. He was approved chief warrant officer on June 1, 1944, and a lieutenant in the FTPF. The Daniel Casanova Maquis was set up on June 6, 1944, at the Moledier farm in the commune of Besson, as a highly mobile unit. They passed through Boisplain and the woods of Château de Beaust in Besson in the following days, and then came under the leadership of André Fanin. Ultimately, the camp came to settle in Renaudière, near Fanin's father-in-law's farm. André Fanin had taken part in the daring journey of July 14th, in which the Maquis marched in military order through all the communes of the sector to the applause of the population. But during that day, Fanin had hurt his knee and found himself bedridden and away from his comrades at his in-laws, the Denis house. During the German attack against the Maquis on the evening of July 16, 1944, André Fanin was the only one who was unable to escape due to his injury. And so, on the next morning, when the Germans returned and took prisoners from the farms, they took Emilien Denis and his son-in-law André Fanin at Renaudière, as well as Charles Auguste, Robert Thévenet, and Albert Baptiste, and two farm workers, one coming to work at Chapelière, and André Touvron working at Fenou at the Saint-Nom. After setting fire to the Renaudière barn that housed the Casanova Maquisards, the Germans also took Louis Duterne prisoner at the Legray estate. On Sunday morning, André Fanin, supervised by German soldiers, was taken to the southern slope of the Douzenon Valley. At the Toupetons' Planche farm, the mother enjoined him to escape through the back of the house, but in vain. It was in the fields below, towards Pilote, that the Germans made him dig up the remains of three notorious collaborators shot by the Maquis some time earlier: the father, Guiret, the two brothers, Dumont, and the son, Duchateau. From that moment, no one ever saw him again. However, the Disappearance Act, written in 1947, mentions his deportation to Germany, direction unknown, after internment in Saint-Pourçain-sur-Soule and Clermont-Ferrand. Emilien Denis and Albert Baptiste were released by the Germans. The two remaining farm workers were sent to Germany under the STO. Charles Auguste, as well as Robert Thévenet, were imprisoned in La Malle-Coffey and were only released when the Germans left. For his release, Robert Thévenet had the support of Villogeur, the butcher of Gannet, who was imprisoned with him, and he escaped from the last convoy that left for Germany. Others continued fighting. On July 18th at Besson, Roger Bellien and Cressange Marc Bonneau, Roger Magnier, wounded at La Vivière, Besson, as well as seven prisoners, were rounded up on August 1 and shot on August 7th. Among the 11 at Saint-Yor, there was found in a mass grave at Le Goutte-Grandval Xavier Dory, André Favier, Aimé Fougière, Pierre Hurundi, Georges Husson, Pierre Pouronnet, and Alphonse Rinder. And on the fringe of this story, in addition to the memorials to the resistance fighters here in our area, take time to experience and enjoy the countless treasures of the area which mark out the itinerary. These include a nature break in the Val d'Allier, the fauna and flora of the waterside and the Molodier forests, a gourmet break in the vineyards, a cultural break at the great site of Souvigny, as well as the remains of the mining past at Châtillon and Noyant, with its Asian cultures and traditions in an old mining town which has been welcoming refugees for more than half a century.